There's a wall there. A great dark wall with holes in it. And behind the wall is an enormous fire of white flame. The stars are entirely in the eyes of those who look at the sky. If no one's looking at the sky, it is utterly dark. But the stars and the eyes are very much the same in all eyes. And those looking at the sky at the same time are all participating in the kinds of communication that have to do with stars. It's a great roof studded with sequins. The movement of the stars is in relationship to the movement of the sun, giving the impression that the stars are moving across the sky. The stars are optical nerve endings of the eye which the universe is. Sparks from the train of God's thought. Stars are reflections of the real stars behind the sun. The sky is all together, not composed in such great distances as we suppose. Truth, it is an old fire. The stars are small sparks. The sun, a burning coal. The black of the sky at night is ashes. The moon, a bubbling drop of water. This is the same with us, i.e., as the universe burns, so do we. Our heads contain water very much like the sky holds moons. The burning in us keeps the water in our heads boiling and sputtering. The sky is the dead, decaying body of God. The stars are glittering maggots. It is the back of a blue dragon. We are the eye of the dragon watching him die. The sun is the blood hole. The sky is a cup of tea which the earth drinks every day, then at night inverts the cup to read the leaves. The sky is a lens of air magnifying a single atom of itself. One of these stories that I liked but didn't believe, so neither Jane nor I could remember it. This one's fairly traditional. The sun is the ejaculation of the penis in the vagina of the universe. The stars are the sperm searching for the eggs of moons. Thank you. the universe is part of a vast brain. The stars, the firing of the brain cells. Each a visualization of the bark of a dog, i.e. when a dog barks, the response in the ear of the sky is a star. When a dog howls, the response is the moon. The sun is where everything else goes to a further place or places, and we really don't know what happens there. The stars are trembling silver streams to everyone's brains. The sun and moon are the eyes of the great puppeteer. Once a month, he smiles and winks. He has control of our fates. Hummingbirds. If you look closely, you can see their wings flickering.